When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Get in there, you two.
What are you going to do with us?
I'll leave that to the captain's judgment.
Okay, please tell me none of this is real. Like it's something that you've come up with. And you're testing it on me. That's it, isn't it? Yeah.
Immersive theatre? It's not a bad idea. If we ever get out of this alive, I'll give it some thought.
So, it's real then?
Yes, Antelus. It's really real.
We really met Sextus Pompey. The terror of the tides. The man who picks his teeth with the finger bones of his slaughtered enemies.
Yeah, that's him.
And now we're trapped on his ship, adrift at sea, probably miles away from anyone who could help us.
Yeah, this pep talk isn't helping.
Sorry. Yeah, sorry. Octavia?
Yes?
Are they going to kill us?
Let's look on the bright side. They haven't killed us yet. We must be worth more to them alive. So, assuming that my brother and your father can keep a cool head, we should be absolutely fine.
Ah! I am gonna kill every last one of those barnacle-shagging bastards!
Mark, you've got to calm down!
Calm down? They've taken my son!
Oh, they've taken Gaius's sister, and you don't see him smashing up the place?
I'm sorry, were you telling me how to process my feelings?
Not at all. Carry on, smashing.
We'll get after them. We'll send an army, slaughter his entire crew.
We can't. We haven't got an army.
Then I'll go by myself. I'll paddle out there and I'll slit their scurvy, bloated throats.
The only way this could be worse is if one of us gets sliced to ribbons on a suicidal solo rescue mission.
So what do we do then?
I don't know. Lepidus!
Sorry, I thought I'd join in.
Rusty Quill presents Cry Havoc, Ask Questions Later. Episode 10, The Pirate King.
How long have we been in here?
Must be an hour or so. Bored already, eh?
I wish.
It would be nice to have something to think about other than our own mortality. Oh, hey! Hold on a moment.
What is it?
Some pages of my new play! I hid them under my stroller when the pirates took us away.
What for?
Oh, you never know when inspiration will strike next.
You're going to write at a time like this?
It's the perfect time. My play was so inauthentic. And now, here I am, kidnapped by actual pirates.
They might get angry if they find out you're writing about them.
Oh, let them get angry. I am a writer, and I must write. My voice will be heard.
What's all that noise?
Nothing, nothing at all.
It won't happen again.
Good. The captain wants to see you.
Does he? In that case, tell him we'll be along in a moment.
Actually, you can tell me yourself.
Shit.
Oh, Captain Pompey.
On the ship, you stand when the captain enters the room.
Yes, sir. Right away. Didn't mean to provoke offence.
Shut up.
Yep.
So, how are you finding your accommodation?
Locked in a tiny storeroom with some barrels of fish. Luxury.
Glad to hear it. Only, do remember that sarcasm is the lowest form of wit.
Ah.
Out here, the only rule is respect the captain. And there's only one penalty for breaking it.
I didn't mean to be rude.
Grand. Behave yourselves, relax, enjoy the cruise. Nobody gets upset or filleted.
What's going to happen to us?
All in good time.
No, why not tell us now?
Because I don't have to. Don't tell me you've forgotten the rule already. There's only one.
Now, look, we're cooperating, aren't we, Antelus?
Yep, totally, yep.
We'd just like to know a little more about our intended fate.
I'm not here to answer your questions. You're here to answer mine. Is Caesar in Rome? Yes or no?
I shan't tell you.
Yes, he is.
Antelus!
Clever lad. And how about your dad?
My father. Yes, he's there too. And once he realizes I've been captured, he won't stop until it's rained down bloody vengeance upon each and every one of you.
If he does, I'll just kill you.
Oh, yes.
Let's hope he sits back and does what I tell him, eh? And that goes for you two as well. After all, the sea air, the gentle sway of the waves. What more could you ask for? Oh, and Antelus.
Yes?
Boo!
Ah! I thought we were done for.
You never know, we might still be.
Aren't you scared?
Yep, terrified. Now help me.
Why? What are you looking for?
Something I can use for a pen. I've never felt so inspired.
Lepidus, I appreciate you trying, but your plan is not feasible.
I'm only throwing out ideas.
A squadron of trained birds.
We train some crows to fly over the pirates and catch them all in a great big net. Never see that coming, I can assure you.
Because it's impossible. Mark, look, why don't you sit down?
How can I? My son's on that ship. They'll eat him alive.
Drinking won't get him back.
Ah! I'm suffering, all right?
So am I.
You don't look it.
I am trying to keep control.
Why bother? What good can it do?
And why are we wasting time when we could be out there doing something constructive? With some crows.
For the last time, you can't train crows to attack pirates or untie ropes or carry hostages to safety.
How can you say that before we've even tried?
Well, I see it's all going swimmingly as usual.
Ah, Fulvia.
Darling! What are you doing here?
Oh, Lepidus was thoughtful enough to send someone over to tell me that my son had been kidnapped.
Well, thank you, Lepidus.
No problem at all, honestly.
Yes, I'm sorry I didn't tell myself, love. It's just, we've been busy here, working out a plan.
Involving trained parrots, I heard.
No, crows, my dear. They'll get the job done. Parrots are all talk.
Look, if Gaius would let me, I'd row out there and take care of the bastards myself.
Oh, Mark. You're so strong and brave and stupid.
What?
Jove only knows we haven't the resources to go on the offensive. Not until you pay those troops.
Thank you.
And if you try and fail with what little you've got, you'll look even more pathetic than you already do.
Well, hang on.
We'll look more pathetic if we sit around doing piss all.
And the opposite of piss all is letting the enemy know that you'll do anything to get their prisoners back, and they've got you over a barrel. Not a great plan.
But it's our son.
I know. And later, we're going to have a good long talk about how you allowed a band of pirates to come into the city and kidnap him. But the most important thing for now is that you all keep your heads and devise a sensible solution.
Well, that's what one of us has been trying to do all along.
Do we know where they've taken the hostages?
Our lookouts believe they're on the pirate vessel with Sextus Pompey.
They could be halfway to Sicily by now.
No, the ship's dropped anchor a few miles off the coast. I assume they intend to ransom the hostages.
Have you sent a delegation to negotiate terms?
Not yet. Didn't want us to look too eager, did I?
Well, it's about time somebody went.
Right!
Not you!
Why not me?
Because you're furious. You're in no state to negotiate. It requires tact and finesse.
So what? You mean Gaius?
No, he's needed here. I was actually talking about me.
You?
I've dealt with tougher men than Sextus Pompey. I've even married them once or twice.
No, you're not going. I can't hand my whole family over to pirates.
So who do we send?
I say, has anyone laid claim to this custard or...
Lepidus.
Lepidus?
You'd like to be useful, wouldn't you?
I was only asking about the custard, really.
You can't seriously mean Lepidus.
No, it makes sense. He's the only one of us who isn't related to the hostages. So he can be objective, level-headed.
Well, I suppose, but...
Lepidus, get over to that ship and negotiate the terms of release.
Oh, yes. Absolutely. Happy to help. Only, how would I go about doing that exactly?
Well, personally, I'd say step one would be get on a bloody boat!
Oh, yes, righto. Wish me luck.
If those stuffed togas in Rome want their friends back, they'll have to fight for them. Got any more charcoal?
Here. What happens next?
The dread pirate Sextus runs his sword straight through one of his men to show he means business.
That didn't happen.
Haven't you heard of dramatic license?
No. Guess I got a lot to learn. Was I good enough to be in your play? My audition, I mean.
Well, maybe. Chorus, perhaps.
I'd like to be involved. Be nice to feel like I belong somewhere.
Well, if you ask me nicely, I might let you be in my crew. Have you ever killed a man before? Thought not.
You were spying on us, listening at the door.
What do you take me for? Honestly, I pay this guy to spy on you and listen at the door.
Hello.
And what do we have here?
No, you can't read that.
Pompey's pirates, a plunderous plague. Very exciting. I'll enjoy reading this, I suspect.
But it's not finished.
Oh, it is now. Oh, and for your information, we've spotted a small Roman vessel coming this way.
They could be a rescue party.
Then my men will carve them into little pieces before they ever set eyes upon you two.
You don't have to enjoy this so much.
Don't I? Or perhaps you've forgotten who I am. Sextus, son of Pompey, my late father. Betrayed by your great-uncle Julius and driven out of Rome after a lifetime of serving his country. I saw my dad murdered. I saw my brother killed in his name. So I'm sorry if I have a somewhat negative attitude towards Rome and anyone who stands for it. But I'd happily see those hypocrites burn.
You used to be a Roman too.
Yeah. And then I saw sense.
I...
What? What is it?
I'm sorry those things happened to you, is all.
Thank you, Antilus. And for that, I'll kill you last.
Oh, right.
I'll let you know how it pans out. Might get a wee bit bloody. Oh, and Octavia?
Yes?
I saw the play.
As if the gods weren't testing me enough with these Roman blockheads, they send drought to Memphis in my absence. Oh, you get this to Alexandria. And if I hear any more grumbling from the officials, then our army has my permission to maim whoever it chooses for the duration of the crisis. Understand?
Yes, my queen. I shall fly to Egypt with the winds of Shu at my back, letting
me know. Hey, let's chat. More flying.
Yes, my queen.
Oh, can't a country rule itself for a day or two?
My lady, urgent news.
Wait. You can say what you like about Lepidus, but he's smart enough to keep a ready supply of fresh figs. Okay, Charmian, report.
Sextus Pompey has grown bolder, significantly bolder.
I'm not surprised. He certainly captured the public's imagination. Oh, extremely good ass, if I recall. Have you ever seen it?
No, ma'am.
Oh, extremely good.
Well, he's made his move. His men infiltrated the city and took hostages back to his ship.
Who was taken?
Mark Antony's son, Antyllus, and Octavia, the sister of Caesar, from the theater.
Now that is wonderful news.
But how can it be?
You disagree with your queen? No figs for you.
No, I just wonder what we stand to gain from this news.
This is just the leverage we need to kick the Romans off their lofty plinths. There's no way they'll be able to stage a rescue themselves. They'll be absolutely flailing.
That's certainly true.
So, once they're really desperate, I'll swoop in and remind them that I just happen to have the finest seaborne fighting force known to the civilized world at my command, and see if that encourages a little more flexibility.
And then we'll face Pompey and rescue the hostages?
Unless he's already killed them.
Yes.
The trouble with pirates is they have no self-control. These figs.
So for now we take no action.
No. We let them stew a bit. Have they begun negotiations yet?
Lepidus has just set out to do so.
Lepidus? Oh, well, if anyone can get a hostage killed, it's him. Oh, that'll be all, Charmian. Why, you look a little faint.
Mild sickness. Nothing more.
What did I tell you? Don't drink the water. Anyway, a queen's work is never done. Run along now.
At once. I've got a lot of planning to do.
The sun's going down.
What?
The sun's going down. We still haven't heard anything.
I'm sure it won't be much longer.
You sound confident.
No, he's right. You don't kidnap someone if you don't want to ransom them, do you? I mean, they won't just kill them, will they?
No. Unless they want to teach us a lesson.
In what?
Justice, as far as they know it.
No. No. At any moment now, Lepidus will come through that door and give us the news. He's got to. There, what did I tell
Finally.
You?
Let's see what we're up against.
Won't you believe it? Cheeky bastards put his prices up again.
Good evening, Mother.
The city's buzzing. All the inns are saying they're booked up. It's not even the busy season. Oh, hello, Fulvia. You look nice.
Thank you, Atia.
Mark, on the other hand...
For Jove's sake.
It's these pirates is what it is. The city's thronged with country folk, all hoping for a glimpse of the mighty Sextus Pompey's flashing smile and his famously good arse.
I have heard a lot about it.
Yeah, same.
And so the merchants all jack up their prices, rinsing them for all they're worth. They think people will pay anything these days.
People are very gullible.
I mean, look what I got.
Ah.
3 denarii he charged me for that. 3 denarii.
Yes, Mother, shocking, but we're waiting for an important...
Mark!
What? What do you want?
Look at this. Does this seem like 3 nereids satisfying Neptune's carnal needs? Does it?
I really don't...
Look at it, Mark. Does it look like that, eh? Carnal. Does it, Mark?
I swear, old woman, if you don't get that statue out of my face, I'm going to smash it into pieces and shove it straight up
your... You wouldn't dare.
Why not?
Because I'd knee you in the what's-it like that. Sorry, Fulvia.
No, please, whenever you like.
Yes, come.
An urgent note for you, O Caesar.
Give me that, quickly.
Well, come on, what is it? Is it from Lepidus?
No, it's from the pirates. It's a ransom demand.
Well, at least they're still alive.
How much?
50 talents of gold for Octavia and 100 talents for Antyllus.
Oh, my
what?
God.
No, I don't think I'd pay that for Octavia.
4.5 million sesterces, or an elephant's weight in gold.
When's the deadline?
Midday tomorrow, or they'll kill the hostages.
We'll never raise that much by tomorrow. And where's Lepidus?
They cover that in here too. Thanks for the extra hostage.
Oh. Huh.
They say if we pay for the other two, they'll throw him in as a free gift.
Well, this is just brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
Just in case we were in any doubt as to whether our families had even the slightest idea what they were doing, they send a Lepidus, to negotiate our release.
Yeah.
And then the doddering old fart gets himself kidnapped as well.
Too right.
The level of incompetence and stupidity is absolutely staggering. My gods! No offence, Lepidus.
Oh, no, none taken, my dear.
But could you keep your voices down?
Why? What are you doing over there, anyway? Come away from the door.
Shh, hold on.
What's the game?
Look, you're right, okay? Nobody's coming for us. Nobody knows what to do, so we'll have to escape ourselves.
Oh, Antelus.
Listen, I've been surveilling them.
Surveilling them?
Yeah. The guards move in a pattern. They check in on each other roughly every half hour. Except right after a guard change, when there's no sign of anyone for at least another quarter. So, if we strike then and take out the single guard on duty, we could make a break for the deck and swim for the shore.
It seems a tad reckless.
Look, when the guard changes, you and I will hide either side of the door. Octavia shouts for the guard, and when he comes in, we'll get the drop on him. I just have to listen for the guard change. It should be any moment now. We all just have to stay very, very quiet.
Evening all. Where's Antelus?
Behind the door.
Oh, sorry, lad. Didn't see you there.
Let's get the drop on.
Yep, very good. Now, Lepidus.
Hello.
If you ask me, these quarters don't measure up to your lofty station and fine breeding.
Well, I didn't like to say.
So, we've got something very special in mind for you. Guard!
Yes, sir. This way, you.
No, please! I'll be good! I promise!
Octavia!
What are you going to do with him?
Ah, give him some dinner. He'll be fine. I just wanted to talk to you without a triumvir listening to us.
Eh? Why?
It's about this play of yours. I really like it.
You do?
Yeah, it's funny. And the way you rip the piss out of those snobs on the Palatine Hill. I mean, well played. That's proper top shelf.
Oh, well, thank you. It needs another draft or two.
Aye, but it's nearly there. I only had one note, honestly.
Yes?
It's kind of awkward, but it's about the way you've written my character. You see, deep down, well, I'm really not as nasty as all that.
Cry Havoc, Ask Questions Later is a podcast distributed by Rusty Quill and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share-alike 4.0 International License. The series is created by David K. Barnes and directed by Amani Zardo. This episode was written by Tom Crowley. It was edited by Nico Vitese, Laurie Ann Davis, Meg McKellar, and Catherine Rinella, with scoring by Sam Jones. Today's episode features Kazim Tosin Amore, Harry Roebuck, Lara Sawalha, Sarah Lambie, Andy Seacombe, Beth Eyre, Aaron Lewis Cadogan, Ryan Hopevir Anderson, Ellie Dickens, and Sarah Aga. Cry Havoc, Ask Questions Later is produced by Natalie Winter, Catherine Lindemann, and production manager Natasha Johnston, with executive producers Alexander J. Newell and April Sumner. To subscribe, view associated materials, or join our Patreon, visit rustyquill.com. Rate and review us online. Tweet us at @TheRustyQuill. Visit us on Facebook or email us at mail@rustyquill.com. Thanks for listening.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, People that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.